This program is sponsored by Fisher Catholic High School.
Welcome to Fisher Palooza Radio. My name is Alex Fields. I'm a journalism student here at Fisher. We're coming to you today to let you know about some events and sports going on inside and outside Fisher Catholic. First up, we had some new additions to the Fisher family. I had the opportunity to speak with them. Mrs. Jenkins, Mrs. Sage, and Mr. Bennett are our new faculty members here at Fisher Catholic. They have all brought new and interesting ideas and backgrounds to the school. Mrs. Jenkins is the new secretary, Mr. Bennett is the new theology teacher, and Mrs. Sage is the new social studies teacher. Mrs. Jenkins is not a new face to Fisher Catholic, but some students may not know all she does for the school. It is very evident she has found a home in the front office. She says,
"Yes, the students and faculty at Fisher Catholic have been very welcoming and very helpful."
Our new secretary believes in Fisher and wants to continue working on bringing Christ back to the center of the school. She says,
"I think we need to continue on the road that we've headed down as bringing Christ back to the center of the school. We're off to a good start, but we need to keep it up."
She must be kept in the loop by the administration, which is a perk of her position. She jokes,
"Oh yes, I'm always in the loop. Sometimes more information than I could possibly digest at times."
Mrs. Jenkins is a breath of fresh air in a school day laced with stress and tension for some students. Mr. Bennett came to Fisher to be closer to his family. He did not always want to be a theology teacher.
I wanted to be different things. When I went to college, I was studying exercise physiology, and I actually switched to psychology. I wanted to study psychology and be a psychologist. But my junior year in college, I started getting back into my faith a little bit, started studying the Bible, New Testament, and different languages. And that's when I went to grad school for my master's degree. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to teach college then.
He admits there are challenges to teaching high school students.
At the high school is an age where people, they're more in a questioning phase.
Yeah.
It's the age when I think even in terms of like the way the bodies are programmed, the brain's programmed to kind of seek its own at that age. So it's difficult sometimes to be, to explain theological concepts to people that might not be as motivated to learn as adults might be. But I mean, the way I view it is I'm going to try to do the best I can, and hopefully that later in life when people might be more open to it.
Mr. Bennett wants students to know that theology teachers are the same as everyone else. He says,
"Well, I mean, religion teachers are just normal people, like everybody else. I mean, I think that I have a lot of interests, just like everybody else. I mean, one of the things I love to do is I love to run and exercise.
And Mr. Holbert can run together.
Yes, he does. Yeah, in fact, one of the things I like to do, and I told the students the first day, is I do like kind of extreme races, like the Warrior Dash.
Oh, yeah.
With like obstacles and mud, and I really like that. My friends and I do that a lot, and my wife doesn't love it necessarily."
Mrs. Sage is originally from Lancaster and graduated from Fisher Catholic in 1992. She is also the volleyball coach. Miss Henry recruited her. She balances teaching and coaching very carefully by preparing ahead of time. She likes Fisher for the smaller family atmosphere and the focus on faith. The new coach and teacher has two children, ages 8 and 10. Mrs. Sage says she is a kid at heart and is a huge Reds fan. These teachers bring new perspectives to Fisher Catholic, and we are happy to have them here.
Thanks, Alex. We're very happy to welcome all the new teachers at Fisher Catholic. My name is Casey Seamer. I'm a journalism student at Fisher Catholic, and I'm here with Catherine Hartman.
Hello.
In addition to the new teachers, we also have some new policies, which aren't really new. They're just being enforced. At the beginning of the year, everybody was getting written up, and we didn't know what was happening. There's a lot of confused students. So Mrs. Wade, our principal at Fisher Catholic, decided to hold an assembly with the student body. During the assembly, we talked about a lot of new policies and dress code confusion. After the assembly, we talked to principal of William B. Fisher Catholic, Tiffany Wade. She said, "I think most of the students thought it would be preachy, but I thought it went great. Students asked good questions, and a lot of unanswered questions were clarified."
At the assembly, Mrs. Wade was telling us what the girls and boys can wear during the months August, September, and May. For the girls, they can wear shoes without tights or socks. For the boys, they don't have to wear their Irish ties with their white Oxford shirts. Mrs. Wade also said that we weren't allowed to wear our UGG boots because in the winter when they put salt down on the sidewalks, the tread locks up the salt and it drags into the school and it makes it really slippery. Also at the assembly, one question was raised if the teachers have their own dress code. Mrs. Wade said there is a separate dress code for for the teachers. All in all, we want them to look professional as all the teachers do.
Finally, at the end of our interview with Mrs. Wade, she explained, not everyone's going to be happy, but if we all work together, we'll enforce the rules so everyone's voice is heard. Mrs. Wade also encourages for students to stop by. She says, my door is always open. I can't fix anything if I don't know it's broken. She added, I am so proud of all the students.
Thanks, Casey and Catherine. I'm Tyler Corcoran. I'm a journalism student here at Fisher Catholic High School. Now, we talked earlier about some new teachers here at Fisher, but we also have some older teachers around here. 74 years old, to be exact. Coach Young is the MECDRAW teacher here at Fisher Catholic. He's going to be turning 75 this year, and he's been teaching here since 2001. Coach Young's real love here at Fisher, though, is the football team. From high school football to college football, and then on to teaching, he's always been coaching. Now, he began his higher level football career at Ohio University. His college football career wasn't exactly what he anticipated, but was well worth it. Playing for OU, he didn't get on the field much because of his size, being a little bit much shorter than the other players. But he gained some very versatile and valuable experiences. Being familiar with the guard, linebacker, and fullback positions, Coach Young can help out a greater amount of his players and help them learn what needs to be done on the field. Now, being around so of the amazing athletes at Ohio University gave coaching a stronger appreciation for athletes with a great athleticism about them, or those that just have God-given talent. This helps Coach Young out with his weight room planning. It gives the players more of a set guidelines of what they need to be doing to make their muscles stronger and stay healthy at the same time. Now, taking all these experiences, Coach Young still tries to incorporate them into our team here at Fisher. Coach has also been trying to establish a good leadership, where the more experienced players help show the younger players how to run plays and the various technicalities of their own positions. He tries to show them how to take care of themselves and stay well-nourished and hydrated for games and practices, so cramping is prevented. Coach Young's experiences in college football and his coaching career have led him to Fisher in a very fulfilling football-packed life.
Thanks, Tyler. We can see why Coach Young is an invaluable part to our fifth football team. Hello, everybody. My name is Sammy Dyer, and I'm a journalism student here at Fisher Catholic. And I had the opportunity to interview our head football coach, Tony Herbst. He is a second-year coach, and he thinks very highly of what's going on inside the walls here at Fisher Catholic.
We've got good kids here at Fisher Catholic. They work extremely hard, and they're involved in a lot of different activities. So overall, it's been positive.
Not only is Coach Herbst excited about what's going on inside the walls of Fisher Catholic, but also what's happening out in the field, even though our starting record is 0-3 this year.
You know, anytime you start out the season, you're 0-3, and you're looking for that first victory, it's going to be a struggle. On the outside, looking in, you may be negative. But behind the scenes, I think our guys are positive. They're staying together. They're coming together closer as a team, and they're working harder than they have all season. So this week looks promising.
This week is Fisher Catholic's Spielman Classic game, which it's held every year to support breast cancer. And Coach is very excited because he feels this game will be an instant classic.
Well, we're getting into league play this week against Burn. It's going to be a big game for us. Both of us are 0-3, so somebody's got to come out with a victory. And I like our chances. We're playing with confidence.
And on a last note, Coach Herbst is extremely proud this year because the seniors have started to change the attitude of this team.
We have a tight-knit senior group. I was a little worried in the spring, but summertime, everybody's worked extremely hard. Into the fall, we've got good leadership, and they've really helped our young guys come along because we've got a lot of young guys playing and playing significant roles.
My name is Sammy Dyer, and on behalf of the Fisher Catholic Journalism Program and our teacher, Mrs. Holloway, we thank you for joining us here at Fisher Palooza WLOH. Hope to see you next week.